Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I will try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorita.
She has scored more goals in international soccer matches than Mia Hamm.
She has netted more international goals than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Lionel Messi, Abby Wambach, Pele. She has scored more international goals than any of these soccer superstars.
Canada's Christine Sinclair is soccer's all-time international goal-scoring leader, female or male.
So why isn't she more of a household name?
The answer is simple. Christine describes herself as awkwardly shy and prefers to let her stellar play do the talking.
Until now. Christine has an important message, and she wants you to hear it.
I know for me, like, as athletes, we're kind of like just suffer in silence at times, and people just see what happens on the soccer field and they don't see what goes on behind the scenes.
This is the Christine Sinclair you don't know, in her own words.
I'm Eric Alvarez, and I'm joined by my decorated football co-host. She's an Olympian who won the World Cup with the U.S. Women's National Team and now plays as a defender for the NWSL champion Portland Thorns, Megan Klingenberg.
Thank you, Eric. This is my new favorite Futbolista, where you will get to know football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Megan, you've been Christine's teammate for years now. You played on the Portland Thorns together since 2016. You've won an NWSL title together. You've also had to play defense against her, I assume in practice, but also in those USA-Canada rivalry matches. I wanted to ask you, if you could only use one word to describe her public persona off the pitch, what would that be?
Off the pitch? Public, not private. Guarded. Because Sink is the most private person I've ever met. Sink has never had our team over for a team barbecue or team drinks or team dinner or team anything. And we used to give her a really hard time about it. We're like, Sink, we actually don't even know where you live. Like, where do you live? And so our team made it a game. And maybe it's a little bit creepy of a game, but we thought it was funny. And so we would ask her things like, hey, did you get groceries this week? And she'd be like, yeah, why? But where you go shopping? And she'd say new seasons. Then we plot all the new seasons in the city on a map. trying to figure it out. We're like, did you walk there or did you drive? You know, and it became kind of a thing until she finally was like, you guys are too much. This is where I live. And so, yeah, she's an incredibly private person, but it helps her be her on the field by being able to separate them, by having one life, going home to being fully committed to being private and living her life, and then coming to practice and, you know, living that life. She keeps them separate, and that's what works for her, to the disappointment of her teammates. To help tell Christine's story, here's Tara Sloan, who covers the San Jose Sharks for NBC Sports Bay Area. Tara was born and raised in Canada, where she became a popular singer, reality star, and sports analyst. We asked the Canadian native to introduce us to your new favorite futbolista, soccer's silent superstar, Christine Sinclair. Tara, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
For our U.S. audience, can you please explain just how big of a star Christine Sinclair is in Canada?
Well, you know, you need a little bit of context, I think. Canada is, relatively speaking, a small country, but we are fiercely patriotic. And I think the story of Christine Sinclair has gone alongside the story of Canada's national women's team. And so we've seen over the last decade plus, this team come from this underdog story to be Olympic champions. And Christine Sinclair has been leading the way the whole way. So, I mean, in terms of rankings, I put her somewhere between Shania Twain and Justin Bieber, if that makes sense.
To truly understand Christine, let's go back to her childhood. Christine, who is nicknamed Sink or Sinky, grew up on the soccer pitches of British Columbia with her older brother, Mike.
I was just around the sport all the time with a ball at my feet.
Her parents only had one real rule: make sure you come back alive.
My brother and I seriously just spent hours and hours outside. We were those like latchkey kids where just make sure you're home for dinner, make sure you're home before like it's bedtime. Just make sure you come home.
Her father, Bill, was a professional soccer coach. So her mother, Sandra, coached her youth soccer teams.
So she claims that she taught me everything I know.
Sandra, who ran track in high school, had two brothers who played professional soccer in the now defunct North American Soccer League. She was not the type of coach who would yell at her players.
My mom was like me. She was quiet, didn't want any attention, she was just the, quiet organizer, I'd say.
At about 7 or 8, Christine noticed that her mother was starting to walk slower.
Her gait became more rigid, kind of more like robotic, I want to say.
By about the time Christine was 12 or 13, Sandra needed a cane to attend her daughter's soccer matches. That's when Sandra sat her kids down and told them she had multiple sclerosis, or MS.
My brother and I, we were so young, we didn't even know what it meant at that time. There wasn't, you can just look at your phone and Google what MS was. So all I could see was her, like, physical capabilities being taken away from her, like she was walking with a cane. At that moment in time, I didn't know what that meant for the rest of her life.
So what is MS? MS is a chronic disease affecting the central nervous system. Essentially, the flow of information between the brain and body gets disrupted, which can cause unpredictable symptoms. Everyone's experience with MS is different, but some individuals lose their ability to write, speak, or walk. A 2019 study estimated there are nearly 1 million people living with MS in the U.S., with MS being 3 times more common in women than in men. Sandra was diagnosed with MS when she was pregnant with Christine's older brother, Mike, but she hid her discomfort from her children for more than a dozen years.
It took her a long time to be open about it to other people.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree. Christine mostly kept her mother's diagnosis to herself.
I think I took off after her, and I could sense like a little bit of embarrassment or like shame, I think she felt. And so I think that maybe rubbed off on us kids.
Let's pause here, Megan. You were teammates with Christine on the Portland Thorns while her mother was battling MS. Mm. How much did she open up to her teammates about her mom's condition?
She didn't really open up. That's not really something that Sinky likes to do, unless she feels fully comfortable. Sink is a wonderful human. She's funny as hell. She is clever. She works really hard. She's easy to be around. But that doesn't mean that she's comfortable opening up to you unless she feels a trust with you. And I think when it comes to those really big happenings in her life. She likes to keep them more for herself unless she feels very comfortable talking about them with you, which I totally understand. And everybody has a different way of going about their business. We knew that her mom had MS, but we didn't know the extent of her health. But we knew how important it was to Sync because we could see how much work she did raising money for research and foundations to support people with MS. She used her voice, which she rarely uses in public, to talk about MS, how hard it is for people with MS to, you know, get the treatment and the healthcare that they deserve. So we knew that it was really important to her, but it's not something that she actively liked to talk about at practice.
After this break, Tara Sloan will explore...
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What changed to allow Christine to feel more comfortable using her voice publicly?
If you Google Christine Sinclair, you'll see articles with headlines like Famously Private Portland Thorns Captain and Christine Sinclair's Quiet Confidence.
Sink's reputation off the pitch is that she kind of doesn't have one.
That's Steph Yang, who covers women's soccer for The Athletic.
She's a very private person off the pitch, which absolutely she's entitled to be, and it's not something that comes naturally, and she would far prefer to talk about the game or her teammates.
So how did we get to this point where Christine felt comfortable opening up to us about her mother's MS diagnosis?
I think MS is a disease a lot of the time that people suffer through in silence and suffer with in silence. People have heard of MS, but they don't really know what it is. So for me, I just want people to know that they're not alone.
To help others feel less alone, Christine decided to sit down to write a memoir, Playing the Long Game, after leading Canada to its first ever Olympic soccer gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. Before putting pen to paper, Christine approached her mother, knowing that the book would reveal private details about her battle with MS.
I asked my mom for her permission because it's ultimately her story to tell, and she was like, oh my God, do it.
Writing a memoir was not easy for Christine. The very first line of the book reads, "Talking about myself has never been something I've liked to do. For anyone who has followed my career, that won't come as a surprise."
It was painful, I'm not gonna lie. There were days where I was like, this is the last thing I wanna do. I just wanna plug out.
But there were also positives to opening up with her co-author, Stephen Brunt.
Then there were days where time flew by and it was like, oh my God, we covered so much today, and it almost felt like therapy.
Christine has also become the public face of A&W Canada's annual Burgers to Beat MS Day, starring in ads and making appearances to support the fundraiser.
Why come out and be an ambassador for such an important cause?
I just felt with where the women's national team is, our status sort of here in Canada, that I think I could help make a difference, and it's something very important to me.
In 2021, the campaign raised $1.4 million for the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada in support of people living with MS.
It's been one of the greatest things I've ever done.
Sandra died in February of 2022, just months before Christine's memoir was published. In the dedication, Christine wrote, quote, "This book is dedicated to my inspiration, my mother, Sandra Sinclair, the strongest person I have ever known, and the reason I am where I am today. You won't get the chance to read this, but I hope to continue to make you proud. I love you and will miss you forever." End quote.
My mom lived with MS for 40 years, And as a kid, just I saw her battle. I saw her struggle. I saw her never give up. I saw her face the world bravely. She taught me a lot of perspective in life. Those days when I thought I was having a bad day, in the grand scheme of things, I have nothing to complain about.
Christine will be 40 years old when the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Australia and New Zealand. In her book, she admitted, quote, "The hard part for me in connecting with new teammates is that I am very shy. It's not my natural behavior to be outgoing until I really get to know you. It's not that I want to be standoffish, but I know I can seem that way," end quote. Longtime teammate Diana Matheson has noticed Sink making more of an effort to connect with teammates.
New teammates coming into camp are often, you know, younger players breaking into the national team for the first time, and she's Christine Sinclair. Like, they're all in awe of her. And I think as she got older and embraced that leadership role, she's aware of that and really intentionally put effort and energy into making sure she connected with those new players. So I think she doesn't enjoy it, but she still knows her role as captain and leader and role model for these teammates. And she works on that stuff for sure.
Sometimes that means cracking jokes.
She's wicked funny, probably good. She wasn't always on the mic throughout her career. She's too funny for her own good, I think.
Other times that means conspiring to prank the coaches.
I'm not a big prankster. Some of my teammates are, and I contribute.
It can even mean belting out song lyrics with her younger teammates.
So in the past, we used to listen to Power of Love by Celine Dion after we'd win like a big game. That was like our team's go-to song. It was a couple years ago where we played it and like half the team didn't know it. And we're like, oh my God, what has happened to our youth?
Perhaps most importantly, Christine is using her voice to try to achieve gender equality for her teammates. Here is Christine addressing the Heritage Committee of Canada's Members of Parliament earlier this year.
Obviously, this is not ideally where us players would like to be. We feel much more comfortable being on the soccer field in training and preparing for games. However, our team and the players on the team have a motto when we join the national team, that when we leave the national team, the sport will be in a better place than when we found it. And sitting here, there's no greater honor to try and make change and significant change for the young kids in Canada. And we are here to do right by them.
Christine may be quiet, as some headlines say, but she is not silent anymore.
It's about equal treatment. It's about equal opportunities, equal resources. And honestly, until that happens, we're going to be at a stalemate.
Thank you so much for sharing this story, Tara. To prepare for this episode, I pulled up your first interview with Christine back in 2021. What do you remember about that interview?
Well, it was COVID, so we were doing it via Zoom, which has now become the norm anyway. But I was probably more nervous than I had ever been interviewing a sports star, and I've been around for a long time. But there's something about Christine. She's inscrutable. You know, she's got these piercing blue eyes. She's so quiet. She doesn't give a lot of herself necessarily, and she doesn't let you in on what she's thinking. And so, you know, you go into this thinking, oh, wow, she's not a huge fan of media. So I feel like I broke the ice by actually telling her simply that she made me nervous. And it was smooth sailing from there. But it was a real honor because she is that big a deal in Canada, and she was lovely.
Tara, I can't pass up the opportunity. I just have to ask you this. Celine Dion or Drake?
Oh no, that's an impossible question. Why not both? Do I have to pick?
Why not both?
Why not both?
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
Megan, can you tell us the story of how you got your hands on Sink's book?
Sure. Like we've been talking about, she is a very private person. So Sink writing a book is mind-blowing. Our team was yeah, mind blown is word, that she had come out with a book. Where like you actually sat down with somebody, told them all about your life, and then now you're going to put it out in public? We're like, who are you and what have you done with Christine Sinclair? So I was like, of course I have to support her. There's no world in which I can't go out there and you know, get her book. So Sink's like, no, I'll give you a book. I'm like, no, I'm going to buy your book. So I went down to Powell's, which is this very famous local Portland bookstore. I walk right up. I see the book. And I'm like, hell yeah. So I get the book. I go back home. And I'm like, okay, I need to decide whether I really want to embarrass Sink in public in front of all of her teammates or just like quietly slip this to her. Of course, I chose the public humiliation. And the next day, and right before training, we're in the locker room, and I'm like, Sink, I have your book. And she's like, shut up. And I was like, I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind signing this for me and writing a little inscription. And she's like, sure, I'll sign it, you ass. And so she's like quietly hilarious, and I really wish she wrote that in my book, but she wrote something very lovely.
Well, that's good. I gotta ask you, do you think Sink's international goal scoring record will ever be broken?
I'd like to think that it would. I don't think Sink cares about records at all. I think she's very proud of what she's done, but I don't think she would feel like I'm helping the game by setting the standard, and then somebody else is helping reset the standard. Now, somebody beating it, that'll be really hard. But I think there are players that have a chance, like Viv Miedema from the Netherlands. She's early 20s still, almost has 100 goals with Netherlands. So I think there are players that could contest. But isn't that the great part about sports? Records are meant to be broken.
Megan, thank you.
Thank you. On the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista, this Argentinian striker, who is known as the female Messi, is speaking out about equal pay.
It's obvious that like everything else, we're going to call it business. Because at a professional level, you manage money, and that's the way it is. But you have to invest in a business. First, you have to invest.
Get to know Estefania Banini on the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista. Thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. There will be over 700 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Futbolista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device.
This episode of My New Favorite Futbolista was produced by NBC Universal Local. Megan Klingenberg and I, Eric Alvarez, were your hosts. Tara Sloan was our guest correspondent. Seth Rubenroit wrote this episode. Megan McDonough was the editor. Jeremy Berg served as executive producer. Fernando Hurtado and Seth Rubenroit were the supervising producers. Aaron Pinnell and Rosangela Payan were the motion graphics designers. Miguel Estrada, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Michael Katowski, Erica Messick, Sanjesh Singh, Whitney Eirich, Chelsea Turner, Amy Burns, Allison Stubb, Nate Fall, Matt Campbell, Mike Brown, Francesca Giamo, and Brandon Galvan were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the operations manager. Ray Rodriguez, Miguel Estrada, Rafael Virella, and Fernando Hurtado provided translations.